This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ Aledo, and he's Brian Roush at WCCI in Savannah. And Brian Roush finally has his bucket list mark checked off with being on location at a bass fishing sectional off Pool 13, Mississippi River. Brian, you finally made it in small market radio.
Oh, that's right. It's been on the list for a while, and always great to come to Riverview and getting to see these young people fish out here. Really kind of cool, because I know both of us really kind of had an interest because it's something that's unique. It's an IHSA activity, but something we didn't know much about. We know a lot more now than what we did before.
Yeah, and the interesting part of it, the cross-section of kids, I mean, they're the kids that are athletes in play, the basketball, football, or whatever, and then there are some other kids that this is their activity. And I think that's what the IHSA wanted to accomplish when they introduced this 10 years ago.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And there are a lot of things that go into a successful day out bass fishing, and that's what you want to make it a learning process. And I was kind of asking you about how competitive it is. You know, obviously, you don't know what the competition's doing out there, but those competitive juices kind of get flowing, maybe just in a different way than an athletic contest.
And the other thing that I'll tell people about the setup here, you talk about the true natural beauty. I mean, Pool 13 on the Mississippi River, this is pretty plush in terms of natural habitat, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. And a lot of great area around here for people who enjoy the river in multiple facets. You know, just up the ways, there's the bike trail and people are walking and really enjoying the outdoors. And finally, a day suitable for this. Thank goodness, because I think if we'd thought about this 3 weeks ago, we might have said, hey, weather permitting, we'll go.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about it that you learn is, you know, you're not playing, you know, a 32-minute basketball game or a 48-minute football game. I mean, it takes time maybe to procure a little bit of fish out there. So what's interesting is they go from 7 to 3, but you don't have to stay out there the entire 7 to 3. You can come in and eat lunch a little bit, do stuff like that. Like, you can't do that at a basketball or football game where you can come in and eat lunch. I mean, that's like true fishing when you really think about it.
Right, and there aren't any spectators, so there aren't any obnoxious fans who are yelling out there, none that we're aware of anyway. And so the officials and the coaches and the kids are all kind of left, you know, alone out there, which is kind of nice. But, yeah, in all seriousness, it is a very different schedule and something that you have to kind of hurry up and wait to enjoy.
Yeah, and I use this term loosely here, in a very different environment in terms of, like, a fan and just, like, the comparing and contrasting like an IHSA sport where you feel the energy of the crowd. This is completely opposite of that, which is good too. And some of the kids I've talked to said, yeah, they can appreciate both. All right, just quickly to change direction. I don't think it's probably going to impact your schools that much up here in the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference, because I look at the Northwest Upstate Illini Conference and say, voila, that's district scheduling. Everybody in the area primarily plays everybody in the area. Seems pretty simple, but now the IHSA, and I think there's a little momentum, is they're basically, if this works its way through the IHSA legislative process, they're going to be in charge of scheduling the majority of football games in Illinois. I don't think that is probably too much of a concern for your area, with the exception of you lose the heritage of the strong football tradition with the Northwest Upstate Illini. So you don't have that name anymore, but I still think most of the schools up your way will probably play one another if this does become reality.
Yeah, I think you're right, and I think some of the rivalries that disappeared when the conference split into two divisions with large and small, they may come back because of proximity more so than you know, divisions and enrollment size. But down your way, it could make some massive changes, right?
Well, yeah, and that's getting back to the traditional rivalries that we've lost a little bit from each conference affiliation that moves forward. And I think the one thing, I know there is some concern over this, but I think there's a little truth to be said about this truly curing the conference affiliation issue for the other sports, that this, with allowing the state to take care of football, I think the other thing cures itself, where maybe you're going to get back to more of the traditional conference setups based on geography. And if that happens, you know, in a matter of 2 years after district scheduling, I'm saying, well, then it's worked its magic.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you'll have balance then. It seems like football's kind of the tail that wags the dog, and now if you take that out of the equation, things might be a little more balanced as far as, you know, weighing all the sports and their needs.
All right, we're on location today for Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio. We wanted to cover a bass fishing sectional, and we're pros and we're experts at this activity now. He's Brian Rouge, WCCA Radio in Savannah. I'm Jim Taylor at WRMJ Radio in Toledo. This is Jim and Brian talking high school sports on the radio.